It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is Friday, March the 31st, 2023. Almost said 22. It is Friday, and it is the last day of the month, so both of these things are exciting. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day in the... It's a funny time on the internet, but just be aware and be safe out there. I just wanted to give you the warning, a heads up there. And we are not on the roof today. We're in the quieter home using the computer, so I've got access to music, which is pretty cool, because then we should be able to play songs. We'll be able to play a song in a little bit, so should be fun, you know, like, hey, look, we got music. So we'll be able to play that in a second. Shout out to everybody in comm, including Quentin and X1, Z-Man, Zerohoff, Quentin, Jeff, Ratsu, X1. Tobes out there somewhere floating around, Jazzmaz, just everybody. There's a lot of excitement, Zen Floater 2. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and I'm glad you're taking time to hang out with us. Publius is here. Welcome, welcome. So yeah, all the stars, all the regulars, so let's get on with it. There's a lot of news, and we'll start the way we always start, and that's with world news. It's probably been a year since I had my sound effects. I probably should remake them. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. We begin with the only death, I think, today. Six bodies were found in the St. Lawrence River near the U.S.-Canadian border. So two families from Romania and India were found dead in the St. Lawrence River by Canadian police near the U.S.-Canada border on Thursday, with one infant still missing. Six bodies were recovered by police who said the families were likely trying to enter the U.S. illegally. They were found late Thursday afternoon in a marsh near an overturned boat. A search of the area is ongoing to find the missing infant. Police said the first body was found around 1700 local time in a marsh in this is a Native American or indigenous word, a Mohawk territory. So I will paste that into comm. You might hear echo. I'm talking as loud as I can, louder than I normally do, because you guys were having trouble hearing me, so it might be a little echo in my small little room here. So there's a baby missing, lots of other people dead. Police believe the infant's from the Romanian family, and that's all the information we have. They're looking for it. They're looking for the child, but no word yet. All right. Seems like that's what's going on there. Now, if we talk about, maybe there is some echo. Or, hold on. Let me see. Let me try. Hello. Hi. Yeah, I'm hearing it. Let's try and fix it. If we reduce that, maybe? Nope. We'll have to deal with it. All right, cool. Well, if Quentin's not hearing it, then life is fine. Let me know if it's too quiet or something else is up. I will eventually just switch back to mix, but I keep fighting it. All right, so let's talk about some humanitarian crises and other crap going on in the world. Now, you may have remembered. Okay, great. So you may have noticed or remember the story we've talked about where there was a huge breakdown of a giant cocaine ring for Western Europe. Well, unfortunately, the trickle-down effect, we've had huge glut of cocaine, which is affecting the cocaine farmers. So what do we got? Well, farmers in parts of Colombia say sales of cocoa coca, excuse me, the raw ingredient used to make cocaine, have collapsed after a recent surge in production. We've seen a complete collapse of buyers, said Andreas Rojas, a coca farmer in the Catatumbo region, who advocates for sustainable farming practices among growers. Entire crops are growing unsold, and families are going hungry. So, pretty wild, right? Cocaine's always very popular as a drug, so the fact that it's limited or is not selling is interesting. Representatives from farming associations in several areas have called the economic fallout of the collapse a humanitarian emergency. Rojas explained that in recent years, many farmers abandoned food crops in favor of growing cocoa, in part because transporting harvests from remote regions to sell in urban centers is cost prohibitive and difficult, given the lack of rural infrastructure. So, this is very interesting because ultimately, this is kind of the goal of the war on drugs, right? Is you want farmers to stop growing coca so that people stop making cocaine, so they stop selling cocaine, so that people are no longer being addicted on to cocaine, I guess. So anyway, just sad news there. There's going to be a lot of people go hungry or starve in Colombia coming up this winter. I'm not sure I understand what you were typing there, X1, but if you type it out again, I'll try my best. Oh, and shout out to F-Funk. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. All right. It's a search type copy. Sorry, I can't follow that link. It's wrapping around my screen. Anyway, let's keep on moving. Huawei profits are sinking, and they sank in 2022. Huawei on Friday reported a nearly 70% decline in profits last year amid sanctions and pandemic challenges. But its enterprise sales rose as the Chinese technology giant sought to pivot into digital industries and reduced its vulnerabilities to U.S. sanctions. While it's true that we have considerable pressure ahead of us, we still see opportunities to grow a resilient business portfolio, a unique competitive edge, the trust of our customers and partners, and have the courage to invest heavily in R&D. Eric Xu, the outgoing rotating chairman of Huawei, said at a news conference. Huawei's revenue in 2022 reached 642.3 billion yuan, which is 93.5 billion US, which is a 0.9% gain from the year. Hey, thank you. I must have my shell is when I right-click on the link, instead of letting me copy it, it's now giving me a little text pop-up overlay. Copy org, type org, search for org. None of these things I want. I just want to copy the link. Anyway, we'll just type it in. All right, it looks like it's about drugs. Let's see what's going on here. This is coming to us from F-Fong. Let's see what we've got in the news from the crowd. Well, it's going to take a minute because it's going through sdf.org, so we'll come back to it. Ghana is warning public against using SETI notes as gift hampers. Ghana's central bank has warned the general public to stop using SETI banknotes as bouquets and hampers when gifting people. The Central Bank of Ghana has issued a warning to the public. Okay. It said the currency was issued to be used as a medium of exchange for the purchase of goods and services. The director of the currency department at the central bank, Mr. Dominic Owusu, said on Thursday, March 30th, that any other use of the currency was illegal and subject to prosecution, a Graphic Online reported. He said that the bank had noticed that some people were using the SETI notes as bouquets and hampers as gifts during weddings, birthdays, and other celebrations, a practice that he said must be stopped. He added that defacing or damaging currency notes not only violates the law, but also increases the likelihood of spoiling or damaging them. This not only incurs a replacement cost, but also adversely affects the operations of the central bank. Mr. Owusu was speaking to journalists on how to preserve the currency as part of events making Ghana Month in month events marking Ghana Month in March. I'm not sure what Ghana Month is, but we'll find out. Mr. Osu's statement shed light on the detrimental effects of the improper handling of currency notes, which not only affects the economy, but also the daily lives of the Ghanaian people. And they're showing, like, they're using the notes to, like, gift wrap, almost. When are you being wrapped in the form? Yeah, they're, yeah, I wish there were more pictures with this article. But anyway, and SETI note is spelled CEDI, Charlie Echo Delta India. So, let's see if we can find any other pictures I could share with you. Images, image search. All right. Well, there's some very pretty bouquets, but what are they talking about? Okay, all right, here we go. Here we go. I can share this link. L. Whoa, my comp. Something's up with my Tmux or something. I'm gonna try and disconnect and connect the regular way. We're gonna say go to England. And then Tmux. Sometimes it messes me up. All right, now we're back in action. We're back in comm. So let me share this image with you. That's not what I wanted. We're just staying calm. Staying calm, staying relaxed. Life is good. MNW, if you keep shouting, I will call you them. I don't know what you mean. bouquet. Bouquet. All right. So let's keep on moving. Let's go back. Don't use their money. Don't use your money as gift wrap or as art paper. Don't use real dollar bills to decorate your house or your furniture, that kind of stuff. I still haven't been able to render sdf.org from home, so I'm sorry. This sometimes happens. I'm in Texas. And, sorry about that. Yeah, for some reason, SDF.org, Google, I've got Google for my ISP, and whenever I had Spectrum, it did the same thing. It routes my traffic that goes to Washington through California, and in California, there's an old MCI office that just hates SDF, and so I always have really crummy links to the mothership, as it were. Anyway, sorry guys. Let's try sdf.org/l/. Let's see. Oh, FFog used a different one. Short URL. All right. Let's see what we've tried a few times. Let's see what's going on with drug trafficking. Oh, this isn't a news story, but this is a book called Drug Cartels Do Not Exist, Narco Trafficking in the U.S. and Mexican Culture. It is from the Critical Mexican Studies by Oswaldo Zavala. It's translated by William Savinar. It's a book that costs $35. It's $100 if you'd like a hard copy, hardcover copy. Okay. Thanks a lot, F-Funk. Hey, LCD, next one. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep on a rolling. Singapore and China are elevating ties following a meeting between Prime Minister Li and Xi Jinping. This reflects commitment by both sides to keep broadening bilateral cooperation and work together on new areas such as the digital and green economies. Let's see. Output on air. Hmm. Okay. Well, now I'm going to be quiet. I'm having a brain drain day. All right. Let's keep on going. All right. I don't like this echo in my ear. All right. It's still there. It's just I'm very frustrated by this. Let's change this to nope, it's not that. It's coming from here. Oh well. We'll figure it out one day. All right, so let's keep on moving. Let's talk about we've got some sad stories about LGBTQ stuff, and then we've got some science stuff that I think will be very interesting for everyone. So first, in Italy, members of the European Parliament has condemned Italy's conservative government after it demanded that a council stop registering the children of same-sex parents, in its first move to restrict LGBTQ rights since taking power. Members of Parliament said they feared the move against Milan City Council, which until recently had been transcribing children born overseas to same-sex couples via surrogacy or IVF into its civil register, was part of a broader attack against the LGBTQIA+ community. The Milan mayor, Giuseppe Sala, had traveled to Brussels this week to garner support and is seeking to form an alliance made up of opposition parties to fight for the rights of same-sex parent families. In an amendment to the 2022 report put forward by Renew Europe, a liberal and concentrist group, they immediately rescind its decision, arguing that the move will inevitably lead to discrimination against not only same-sex couples, but also primarily their children, and that it was a direct breach of children's rights. The government of Giorgia Meloni, whose far-right Brothers of Italy party promised to defend traditional family,
WWV, all the time, all the time. Same time, same station, every time. WWV. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every second counts at WWV. For a good time, call 555-4-WWV. WWV, for the time of your life. We'll be back with the time on WWV in just a minute. But first, here's another minute. WWV, all the time, all the time. Same time, same station, every time. WWV. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every second counts at WWV. For a good time, call 555-4-WWV. WWV, for the time of your life.
Thank you.
Assault. The UAE is following the lead of Gulf rival Qatar, which has bought 36 of the plane, and Egypt, which ordered 24 in 2015 and 30 earlier this year. So this is very good for France. Maybe that'll help them feel a little less bad about losing out on that submarine sale to Australia. All right, what else is going on? Well, a lot. Iran chief negotiator says nuclear proposals cannot be rejected. Ali Bagheri Khani tells Al Jazeera Iran will submit a third proposal once first two are accepted, and insists all nuclear-related U.S. sanctions should be removed immediately. Iran's chief negotiator has said the draft proposals his country submitted during talks with world powers aimed at reviving a 2015 nuclear deal cannot be rejected. Representatives of Iran, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the UK convened this week in Vienna for the seventh round of talks to restore the landmark accord, formerly known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or GCP. There we go. It looks like Publius and... Oh. We're having buffer pain problems, I guess. This is frustrating. I was singing along. Alright. So, it seems like Anon Radio is having some problems. Shucks. Oh, so sad, so sad. Meow, 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 meow. Well, I guess we'll try. I'll keep on trying to read the news, and we'll see what happens. You know, looking at, let's see. There's plenty of people in Commode. Somebody running telehack. Anything crazy though? No. It's wild that Commode uses up 1 or 2% CPU for everybody that's on it. Root? The root user is running screen. That's kind of weird. I guess. Let's see. Hey, Jazzmaz is here though. All right. So, where am I? Hosnom. I'm on Iceland. All right. Hello, Mr. Saver. Hello, all. All right. We are back online. I'm sorry, Calm was buffering, I guess, for me, but we've got about 3 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a show that airs every goddamn day at 19:30 UTC, which will probably be buffer-tastic like today's news was. But let me please at least give you the headlines, because there's a lot of news happening in the world, and even if you don't know the whole story, if you know the headlines, at least maybe you can be a little bit informed. Specifically, Uganda is going to send soldiers to Moscow to defend Putin if need be. Virgin Orbit, part of the Virgin aerospace program, is cutting 85% of its workforce after it failed to secure funding. Harris, the vice president of the United States, visited Tanzania, and called the president a champion of democracy. In Uganda, a bill is going to strictly outlaw and have severe punishments for LGBTQ people. Think like being imprisoned or killed because you're gay or homosexual. Tyrannosaurus rexes had lips over their teeth. Research suggests that Tyrannosaurus rexes had lips, scaly lips over their teeth. They didn't just have their mouth bones just hanging out like we might see in old cartoons and stuff. A hidden water source on the moon has been found, locked in glass beads. This is something I wanted to be sure Publius knew that was published out there. The moon is strewn with minuscule beads of glass that have formed over billions of years as soil ejected during asteroid impacts cools and falls back to the lunar surface. An analysis of lunar samples delivered to Earth by China's Chang'e 5 probe has revealed that those beads contain a substantial amount of water. So, very cool. I am excited that there's water on the moon on the surface. A contract for Shin Hanul 3 and 4 major components has been signed. These are going to be some new nuclear reactors that are being built. And new isotope research reactor is being installed in Missouri. So this will be great for all those people that need those radioactive isotopes. Alrighty, well, that's it.